Once I got out into the light, I realized I had some stains on these jeans. And I thought, well, it's too late now, so I'm just going to go on. But as I walked, I thought about that. And I thought about how people get themselves ready. Like when you want to go to the store or out to eat or to school or to church. How many of y'all go through the stuff you've got and try to pick out just the right thing to make you look the best? Nobody? Y'all just grab stuff up and go? Oh, David does. There you go. Yeah. Right. Oh, and you actually, okay. So there are things you do, like you brush your hair and you brush your teeth, right? You put your shoes on the right feet, yeah, so that you look good and look all right. And the ladies do their makeup, and the men trim their beards, right? Now, we're doing all kind of things to get ready to go out so that everybody can see how good we look, don't we? Does it make us better people if we look all good? It doesn't. Does it make us feel better, though? Yes. Yeah, it does. But, you know, as I thought about that and as I looked around and thought about people that I meet every day in my job or just out at the store and places like that, I'll see people that have real fancy clothes, and I see other people that their clothes aren't so fancy and their hair is a little messed up and things like that, but they're, again, the ones that have the not-so-fancy clothes or their hair is kind of unkept, does that make them bad people? No, it doesn't. Does it? It all comes down again, doesn't it, to what's right in here. So as I was getting myself dressed, or after I'd gotten myself dressed, and started walking up and realized that I had some stains on my jeans that I was wearing to church, I thought, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. Of course, you want to look good, but it doesn't really matter how much you dress yourself up and make yourself all pretty if when you get to where you're going, you don't act that way. You act all negative or snooty, as some people say. Kind of turn your nose up because you think you're better than other people. Well, how would we know if we're better than anybody else if we just walk right by them because they don't look as good as we do and not just say good morning or hello? As I was walking up here, I came by two people. Both of them were walking out of their places to a truck, or one of them was actually walking over to a picnic table or something. I'm not sure where they were headed. They were just headed that direction. And what I said was, good morning. And they both responded, good morning. And as I walked on along, I thought, was that enough? Just to say good morning? It was? Well, what if I would have added, good morning. I'm heading up to church. You ought to come join me sometime. That would have been better, wouldn't it? That would have been an opportunity I had. I had an opportunity to invite them to come to church, and I didn't do it. But the next time I get ready to go walking and I run into people, whether it's up on the road or at the store, it doesn't matter what I'm dressed in. They may look at it like, ooh, or not. But it doesn't matter how I look as long as what comes out of my mouth is nice and pleasant. Because in these days and times, they're tough, aren't they? And that's what people are looking for. People are looking for hope. People are looking for things that are nice that they can do or places they can go to maybe relieve some of their hardships. And can y'all think of any better place than right here at church to help them do that? Heaven? Well, the old song says, sometimes we're not ready to go yet. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but just not right now. Okay. And you know what? You will stay on earth your whole life. That's for sure. A friend of mine used to say, we'll all be lucky to get out of this world alive. And I believe he was right. Okay, so whatever you're wearing, it doesn't matter if it's your old play clothes or your fanciest dress. Make sure you remember, it's what comes out of your mouth and your actions that are really important, not what you're wearing or how fancy your hair is. Okay? That's right. Just carry Jesus in your heart, and He'll always lead you the right way. Thank you. And I meant to bring something up here with me, and I left it at the house, but next Sunday, Phil will be doing the sermon at the pond, but I will have a little something.